Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help?
Yes, this is James Michael Vance. I have a charge on my credit card for $67 and something, and I want to know what it's for. Is it a piece of merchandise that I bought and I've not received yet, or because I remember doing something similar to this, but it's been about 3 weeks ago, but we've not received anything. Can you help me to tell me what this charge is for, sir?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Your zip code, please.
Let's see. Where it was being delivered to? My zip code is 41503. And it could have possibly went to my kids at 43040, which would be Marysville, Ohio.
Which would you prefer? I try.
I try 43040. I think that what I did was bought some kind of a special that came to me from CVS that was like these gyro helicopter type things, but I'm not positive because I travel all the time. I buy so much stuff for the company and everything else, I forget what I spend during the day and whatever else. It's impossible to keep up. I don't know how my accountant does. I guess that's why she chews me all the time about my documentation.
Can I hear one moment? Please verify your shipping address.
Let's see, I guess it would have went to their shipping address would be, I think it's 1420 Valley View Drive, Marysville, Ohio. If that's what I'm thinking it is, but I'm, again, sir, I buy so much stuff for everyone that I don't recall, you know, it's not something I write down or whatever. I know I put charges on it, and I look for charges. I could give you my home address, too, and see if you can find it by that way. But that's not where I ask it to be delivered to, if that's what I'm thinking it is.
Well, I have a 1430 Valley Drive here, so that will suffice.
Okay. So can you tell me if I'm on the right track this morning, because I woke up as normal, even though on my day off at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't go back to sleep. So I'm going over my finances and paying my stuff for next week. one of those people, I don't sleep much.
Well, just one moment here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I told my 15-year-old son to look out for something, that he would be getting it, and he keeps saying, "Dad, I've not got anything yet. So, you know, he looks out for him and his sister.
I see here on November 7th, 2022, you went forth to receive a Steph Elite drone for $8.25. This
yes.
product... Yes, this product was shipped on the 8th of November.
Okay.
All right. In addition to that,
Right.
you also went forth to re- well, go ahead.
Now go on, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
In addition, it shows that you went forth to receive another one, an additional drawn.
Yeah, because that way I don't distinguish between my kids. I distinguish, I buy them the same things. And then that way, if they want to take back and trade around, they can do whatever. That way, Dad shows no favoritism between brother or sister, and that's the same way I do my grandkids. I buy them the same stuff and then let them barter around and trade and do what they want. That way they can't blame me. Oh no, I wanted this color. I wanted this. I wanted that. So does it show the products have been received?
Let's see here. I can check this tracking on the product here.
So I remember getting this as a special invitation, and I do remember buying it. I remember buying one for a ridiculously low price. I had no idea the quality of it or anything else, so I took a chance and I bought the second one, so that way they both got one. And I'm pretty sure it would have, I don't know if I shipped it to my son Alex and Christina, with their name on it, or how I shipped it there, because I mean this has been a month and a half ago, so I can't really remember, and I'm just hoping that you can help me.
Yeah, you have it shipped to Marysville, Ohio, and it was received on November 12th, 2022 at 11:26 a.m. on the front of the door, or at least the porch.
Okay. That is pretty weird because that my ex-wife works from home, so they should have rang the doorbell and delivered to it personally, because that's what's on my FedEx UPS stuff, unless it went to the postal service.
Let's see
Did
here.
both items go at the same time, young man?
Going to check the other one. One moment.
Thank you. And because it's very unusual too, if my kids receive anything from me or whatever, or get something shipped to them, then they usually call and say, "Hey, Dad, this showed up on the door. I didn't ask for this or didn't order it. Did you send this to me?" They're responsible for, they're my ex-wife has done a great job with my kids. They're very respectful. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. They're very honest. So it's sort of weird to me, and it's not jiving out like it normally works. And I'm just trying to delve into it. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just trying to get my head clear and wrap my head around it.
It shows that the product went to 1430 Valley Drive,
Hold on just a
Marysville.
second. Hold on just a second. Let me look. Can you hear me? Are you on speak? I put you on speaker.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so let me go back and make sure that. Let me find their address to make sure I've done it right here. Alex. 1430 Valley Drive, Marysville, Ohio, 43040.
1430 Valley Drive, 43040.
That's correct. So did both of them go at the same time and was signed for on the 11th of November?
No, it doesn't show that it was signed. It just says delivered front door or the porch.
Okay, so was both of them delivered at the same time?
That is correct.
Okay, that is really weird because I've talked to my daughter and my son, and I told them to be looking for something, and they haven't told me anything. So I might need to find out what's going on and then have you all file a claim on my behalf.
Because absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So let me get it today, call them today, and then should I call back on this number to tell you if I've received it or not received it?
Yes. Well, before you do that, would you like to post a reshipment?
You tell me. I don't want to have, multiple items if I'm not entitled to it. All I want is just...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If they don't have the product, just give us a call back.
Yeah. I don't want to cheat you, man, and say, hey, no, they didn't receive it. And I'm not one of those people, okay? There's too many other people like that in this world. And I don't cheat people, not at all. I'm fair and honest. So let me just find out today, and if they didn't get it, then you can reship it, and they can get it before Christmas.
Well, we can definitely do our part to try to get it there before, but, I mean, again, this is the holiday season, so we want to take all of that into consideration as well.
I understand. I know it's the 17th of the month, too, so. Let me find out what happened, if they have it or don't have it or whatever.
No worries. Any other questions?
No, sir. You've been extremely helpful for somebody that I talk to at 4 o'clock in the morning. Usually I don't get many people that have any common sense at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Understood. If that is all, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well.